Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
R&B money. We up. Jake Valentine. We are the authorities on all things R&B.
Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? I am Tank.
I'm Jake Valentine.
And this is the R&B Money Podcast, the authority on all things. On all things R&B.
Yeah.
Woo, today in the building. We talk about New Edition going from boys to men. This young lady has gone from young lady to grown woman right before our very eyes. She is gifted, she is beautiful, and she is none other than Miss Coco Jones.
Coco!
Coco!
You ate that. You ate that.
Coco! Hey! Coco! Okay.
Did you rehearse that? That was a good intro.
I just the Lord.
Wow. The way he carried it.
Yeah.
He's from his rapper right days. Into
it's, yes, it, from it is from, days. It is from me days. Being a rapper. Before we get started.
Oh.
Tequila to you.
Aw, oh, purr.
You went crazy on the Soul Train Awards.
Thank you.
Live.
Mike yeah. on.
Mike was on.
That's the, Mike
that's
on.
The new shit they saying.
The mic was
Mike
on.
Was on.
The mic was
on.
It was high.
Do niggas' mics be off? Whatever.
Oh, this is
whatever.
Delightful. What is this?
It's a part of life that, you know, most aren't privy to. So today, you are.
Which is good.
Yeah.
Because normally the tequila comes with a side of burn, but this is good.
Mm. This comes with
Snicker here.
Mm-hmm. Comes with that.
You know what that is, man. Whatever.
Coco.
I'm crying.
Yeah, you went so crazy
Thank
on
you.
The Soul Train
Thank
Awards. And I hate to start right here because we're going to go back to the beginning, right? But you were going so crazy. And I actually didn't get to see the show because I was doing so much running around. Mm-hmm. And I sat and watched the show on TV. And you started singing. And I was like, that's singing.
Yeah.
That's... That's yeah. R&B music.
It was a real
Thank
deal.
You.
No, that's how
Thank
you deliver.
Yeah, yeah.
Mic on.
Yeah.
Okay, you're giving them face, fit.
Period. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? drip, everything. You're giving them the whole thing.
Do that again. What is
you talking about my hair being yes. laid? Yes. Yes, the hair was laid.
I mean,
write that down so you know that next
the
time.
Hair yeah. was laid?
The hair was laid.
Not
laid.
Dripped. Because then that would have been like a wet jewelry. Set. That would have been like a wet
I knew
set
drip
too,
was, I mean, I just wanted to say drip from head to toe.
Oh, okay,
but
okay.
That's fine. Yeah, ladies, whatever y'all, however you know. Y'all want it to be. Hair laid.
Just adding that to your,
her,
you know.
Her vernacular. Lord Jesus.
Her Lord.
Yeah. You feel me?
You know what I'm saying? Her Last Supper was out there. You understand what I'm saying?
You know, you could say I was eating like it was the Last Supper. You know, because things be like you ate.
You rap too.
You can say that.
Okay.
You got you that. Right. You got
you
that.
Rap? Do you rap? Can you rap?
I'm not even going to speak on that because the girls who really be rapping, really be rapping.
Yeah.
But sometimes I do surprise myself with a little bar, but I just don't tell nobody.
I surprise myself too in my earlier days.
Everything okay on the side?
As MC Hurricane, I was...
Oh,
I started though. I started by...
I was a terror in the hood.
Was it really MC Hurricane?
Yeah, MC Hurricane. In the hood, I battled, you know...
This ain't about you. So Coco Jones.
Sorry, Mr. Hurricane.
He go too far with this shit.
It bothered me. And something you said that was really dope before we started, like, you know, you hearing you sing and you getting into that moment and delivering. And then the announcer, the commercial comes up and starts talking while you're singing.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. You know, I guess in terms of the format of the show or whatever they have to do to promote and all these cool things.
That shit ain't cool.
But that shit wasn't cool.
Okay, well, I look at it like this.
And you said humble beginnings.
Right. That's why I said humble beginnings.
Which I respect. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, as a fan, it angered
me. And when somebody getting busy. Like the young fella, Q.
Getting busy.
Busy. Mm-hmm. Y'all were getting busy. Don't go to fucking busy. Commercial.
Okay, guys, first of all, it's a whole show and they got to fit a whole show into the lineup.
That's cool. They cut something else, not the singing.
What are they supposed to cut?
I don't know.
I don't know, something. Figure it out. I don't edit.
Right.
And then we got to figure out, okay, if there is a commercial, then let's set aside, let's find a moment to where that can be, because it's going to be re-aired, right?
Mm-hmm.
So... let's find a moment for that full performance to be televised.
The full performance is available for people to watch. It's just not on the entire show. And they had already told me that before I even did my performance. But here's why I said humble beginnings. Because a year ago, I was watching it mad as hell. Why am I not on it?
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm there and then I'm going to be mad that they cut my performance a little bit? No. I know it's just a start.
You are doing it the right way. We're going to be angry for you.
Thank you.
I'm a cuss a motherfucker out. That's how I live my life.
I am screaming.
Because we are so...
Oh, you want half my performance? You're not going to get the full me then. I'm not coming.
I am screaming. One day. Up. Maybe one day.
No, not one day. It's happening. It's going to happen. It's coming. No, listen,
I just got here. Okay? I'm just happy to be here.
You going to be here.
You are here.
You're going to be here.
And we want... We just... We are celebrating, we are in the space of motivating and encouraging those kinds of moments.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the moments that are going to continue to inspire the next generation, as you are the new generation of R&B. But the next generation, the kids coming, you know what I'm saying? When I was a kid, 7 years old, he already had a record deal. But anyway, when I was a kid, seven, nice. Eight, 9 years old, watching amazing performers on television. You know what I mean? Those are the things that inspire me. And so that, you know, for me, your entire performance, I felt, you know, was necessary in that. But I digress. It upset us.
Thank
and
you.
And we'll move on.
I love
on.
How political
thank
you
y'all.
Are.
Thank you. She on her shit. You know what I'm saying?
Now y'all already know I was media trained.
She been doing this for a minute.
Somebody got some training.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get to that, too.
A little media training.
We get to the training. We know about the training.
Okay, true to it, not new to it, but
her. Yeah.
Coco. Le Coco.
Le Coco.
Le Coco. I mean, you referred to you as this a few times in the pot.
Oh, she don't start, huh?
Listen.
You're
money,
okay?
Crazy. Okay, yo puedo hacer este todo el podcast. Yo puedo hacer. Let's go back to, as you say, humble beginnings, the very beginning.
Yeah. Mm.
Like,
yeah.
When was the first time somebody said, oh, that baby right there got it? Or that you saw and felt that moment happening, you was like, ooh, shit.
Mm-hmm. That's so funny that you ask that. The first time somebody noticed that I could really sing, I don't even think I was 2 years old. So basically, my mom had her friend over, and her friend was a violinist. And they were talking, and I was just watching Barney. Literally, they're talking, and the lady's like, hold on. I'm sorry. And she just stops talking. My mom's like, what? What? She's like, your kid. They're singing everything back in perfect pitch. Your child has a perfect ear. And my mom was like, okay, like, period. When I tell you from then on, I literally have never stopped making sounds, singing, humming, like, in all the baby videos, it's all I'm doing at all times.
In all the baby videos.
Literally,
baby,
it's crazy. Yeah. Like, I'm always making some sort of music. And that was the first time it was noticed. The first time I felt it was, like, I come from athletes. My dad played professional football. So I know what it's like when you, like, score and everyone reacts to the score. It feels like you ate that. You know what I'm saying? You feel that momentum. You
How
feel
did
that
feel like growing
energy.
Up in a house with Mike Jones when Mike when it's like niggas you're just running around like, oh, Mike Jones. Like, this nigga's doing that to your dad.
First of all, yes, they were, but he's not the rapper one. Like, not the mad rapper people one. Got the name Mike Jones, okay? Like, he's not that one. But yeah, we'd be outside doing drills in the summer. I'm like, sir, I'm in third grade. I don't know what this has to do with much, but okay, here we go.
You was outside doing drills.
Outside with like, but I was also very competitive. Like, I'd be the one on flag football, like dodging it. All types of dudes. And then like, I'd go and score and then I'd like pose. And they'd be like, were you the one posing? I'd be like, that's me, period. Like, I was always so competitive. So I knew that feeling of like doing something good and seeing the reaction. And I remember I had done like this little Broadway type show with my school, like young kids. And I had a little solo and I remember seeing the reactions and I was like, this is the same reaction as when I score. I was like, what is this?
This is
what?
When I score.
It's giving, everyone's cheering. So I'm like, what does this mean? I say that was like the first time that I really noticed it. Really young though. All of this stuff was really young.
And you from the South, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm from Tennessee.
So was it country at first for you? Was it country music or no?
You know what's funny? It was definitely gospel. It's gospel. My mom was like, you are going to serve the Lord with this voice of yours. I was like,
is that her voice, though?
She's like, Courtney, you will serve the Lord with this voice.
Yeah.
That's my mom. Yeah. And I was like, okay, I'm 9. So like, whatever you want to do, that's what we're going to do. Like, what am I going to object? Mm-hmm. So my mom was trying to get me in all these gospel lanes and it just wasn't happening. It wasn't panning out. Like, I was supposed to join this one Christian group, like Pure NRG. I hope you guys aren't a group right now. If you are, I'm so sorry. I hope you're doing well. If you are. It just like wouldn't work. Like, the doors would just keep closing and the doors that would open.
You probably wanted to pose too.
I did want to pose, but you can pose for Christ.
You can't really pose.
You can pose for Christ. Don't even do that. Don't put yourself in a box.
Can you show me what the pose for Christ is?
It's like this.
It's not, man.
Or this one.
You do not need a cross.
I don't think that's going to work.
No, it worked. It's the heart. He knows your heart.
You just told me it didn't work. Now you're saying it worked.
It didn't work for me.
What do you think it was?
I think it was just like God had a different plan for how I'm going to impact, you know?
For sure. Mm-hmm.
Because you can be in the gospel category and be a light, and you can be in the secular music and be a light. It's about your actions. It's not about like what job you do. You can be a postman and be a light. You know what I'm saying? It's about what you're carrying, what you're bringing to the world, what you're offering, what you're talking about. So it just wouldn't pan out like that. But the doors that would open would be like Kids Bop or like a commercial about like a broccoli cereal. And I'd be like, I'd do it and it would happen. And that's just kind of how it panned out.
And you're doing this from Tennessee.
Yes, I would audition and they'd have like cattle calls and things like that. And I would do music there, like, as much as they could offer me. I mean, but I was also just trying to figure it out. Like, my mom made this ghetto little EP on her computer, and I was, like, talking about basketball and singing about, like, sleepovers and stuff. But you know what was really dope was I would do all these live performances. Like, you want to pause there?
I want to hear this sleepover song. I want to know what the lyrics were to the.
You know
what
the basketball.
My friends and they all come over and then it starts. It's a sleepover. It's
a you know what? Stop playing with me because it would be giving soul. This one about basketball. It was like. Jump ball, hey, kicking it to me.
Ooh.
Watch me work it.
Hey.
I'm jumping out the gym.
Ooh.
Like, it was fire.
Yeah.
It was fire. And then I had this other one about, like, doing chores.
It was fire.
Excuse me. Don't play with me, because I always was giving soul now.
It sounded, yes. Yes.
And it had, like, a cute little, it was, like, funky, like, anyway.
It's getting worse.
Stop playing. Stop playing with me, because like all I had was like all these like older musician guys. Like that's all they knew. They didn't know hip hop.
Why they
like,
always put the old niggas with the kids to work?
Where was like, I gonna find the young people?
No, it's just so funny that always happens.
It really did give that. Like this guy that was a judge at a talent competition that I won. He was like, I'll work with you for free until whenever.
He saw the talent.
Yeah. So it'd be him and like he'd be like, Courtney, you ready? I'd be like, here we go, Rob. Jump out. Like, I was eating it. I felt like I was personally eating it.
Jump out.
You trying to... Oh, yeah.
Stop. Wait, why is it sounding What's sad is that it's actually giving that.
Okay, go ahead.
I still don't like it.
don't be hating, because if you listen to it, you'd be like, okay, this kind of has a little slap.
Can you send it to me?
I'll send it to you. I'll find it.
I know you mom, don't act like mom, I'm going to find it. They always act like that when they know they got it.
I know your I've mom ever has sang. Every one. My mom has every song I've ever
this
sang.
This is my camera right here. Mama Jones.
Mama Jones.
Can you send this jump ball? Is it jump ball? Is that what it's called?
I don't know what
we're going to call it jump ball. Yeah. It's the basketball song. We need to hear the basketball song.
She knows
song.
The basketball song. Okay. My mom would also help me write. I'd be like, thanks, girl. But you want to know something crazy? When I was also a rapper, because I used to sing, act, rap as well, my older brother would write all my raps.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. About the sleepover?
Different ones, okay?
I'm trying to play. I'm trying to put two and two together. That's all. That's all I'm trying to do.
There were other songs. It was what I was going through in my life. Not doing chores, my best friend moving away, basketball, sleepovers. I mean, I don't know.
That's what the music should be.
Get into the money.
But I'm actually with it. It is supposed to be there at that age.
What else was I supposed to write about?
You were writing your life, which is crazy. Because that's what we preach, right? But you were literally like writing the very nuances. And it sounds funny, but those simplest things, those are hit records.
Yeah. Okay.
A sleepover record now, son will sing the mess out of a sleepover record.
That's what I'm saying.
No, we need those records again. Yeah. We actually do.
For kids
All
to
jokes
be kids.
Aside, like when we had Ray Parker Jr. on here and he talked about writing Mr. Telephone Man for New Edition. Mm-hmm. Like obviously, you don't even need a telephone man no more, really. But in that, when he wrote that record, when I was a kid and I heard that song, it connected to me.
Makes sense to me.
So we actually do need that again. We need younger artists, especially if you're, you know, preteen or teenage. You should be singing about that. You shouldn't be singing about, you know, what grownups is going to do.
There should not be a club in your song.
Yeah, ain't a club. Mm. But you know they do. They had kid clubs when I was young too. I don't know. You couldn't go outside.
I went to a kid club.
He wasn't outside.
You couldn't go. Oh,
no, he was fully
religious.
In the church.
Church was full.
Yeah. Oh, they had a thing in the Bay called Black Saturday.
Whew.
Boy. Okay. Go back to what I mean.
Okay, mine was not giving
ask
that.
Ask your manager. She's from the Bay. Ask your manager.
That
she'll tell you about Black Saturday.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Ooh,
but back to Coco Jones writing the songs about basketball.
Oh my gosh. Y'all are trying to play me in this basketball.
We're not. Okay. We just want
to. Can you play basketball?
I did play for a really long time, and then when I started singing, I was missing practice and stuff, and I couldn't balance them both.
Okay.
And I just chose singing.
All right, so we went to missing practices, and so apparently at some point, things started getting crazy.
Yeah.
When was that? What time period was that where you just felt like there was an influx of demand for what your gifts were?
Around 12. Around 12 is when I did Next Big Thing, which is like American Idol, Disney's version of that.
Okay.
Actually, Chloe and Halle were on it too. But did that. And then once you kind of become one of the people that they go to, they send you out to a lot of things. So I was on tours. I was performing, doing hour shows.
You said I was getting into it.
Yes. I was doing shows and then I would be auditioning at the same time for roles. My acting was real, real crusty at that time, though, so wasn't getting a lot. Mm-hmm. But I was getting better and better with time, and I just would always be in LA. And every summer, I'd be like, all right, y'all, I'm going to go be Hannah Montana. I'll see y'all. I don't know when I'm going to see y'all again, but, you know, you can definitely come to my show.
Yeah.
Whatever. Right. You know.
You was flexing, too.
I knew I was going that way. I was like, it's this for me.
Okay.
I don't know about y'all, but.
So 12 years old, you get your ears. You get your Mickey Mouse ears. You full Disney.
Okay.
No, seriously, though. I'm like making a joke.
I mean,
I'm serious as hell.
That's when I was really, really working with Disney Channel a lot. And I mean, that's like the perfect place to be at the time, you know, because you want to be. Me personally, my mom is not a stage mom. My mom was like, if you're not trying to work, I'm going home. I'm tired. Yeah. So I was always the one like, okay, what can I do more of? Like, I was hungry for it this whole time, you know? So for me, it was like the perfect scenario. Like, I'm doing these guest stars and then I get this movie and it felt like a dream to me. Like, it was just like a dream. Like, I would go to the park and I'd sing there and then I get to ride rides, no lines. Like, this was everything. This was everything I ever needed, you know? I was very, very happy. But yes, I was fully in it.
For you, though, was it a choice to go the Disney route or was that just what was available?
It was just, we didn't know anything. Like, we were just like going. Like, I'm just grateful that my mom and dad had started some businesses. So they did know like certain things. Like, Coco is my business name. And I have like business, you know, it was all business savvy, the things that they did. But as far as like, we had never done
this. They had corporations set up for you.
Stuff like that. And like to protect me and whatnot. But as far as knowing what we were doing in the industry, we were just going through the doors that opened.
Like, and is your dad still playing at this time?
Oh, no. He retired when I was much younger.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So they were able to focus on pushing your career.
Well, yeah, my mom was really the one that like would be on the road with me. And then my brother and sister, they both played sports. So my dad would be like nurturing their careers. You know what I'm saying? And it was really just like whatever opens, that's what we're going to go through, you know? And my mom, she did a really good job of just finding as much opportunity as she could, you know? For a while, she was management, agent, stylist, you know, performance coach. She was everything, you know?
That's crazy because it's like, it's so different because where we come from or where I came from anyway, I just didn't know what that was. I knew I could sing.
Yeah.
I knew I could write a song. I knew I could make a track. I didn't know what to do after that.
Yeah.
My mama didn't know. You know what I'm saying? Father military, mother working two jobs at department stores.
Did you do any like talent shows or anything?
I mean, I was already a professional gospel singer in high school, but if it wasn't church.
Yeah, I wasn't doing it.
I didn't know much about it. I wasn't doing it. You know what I'm saying? So it was always choirs and I had been, you know, introduced to John P. Key and all these things at an early age. So that's, you know, I still didn't know what it was on the other side of the TV screen.
Yeah.
I still didn't know how any of that worked.
No, because it sounds like from what you're telling us that you were the one pushing for it early.
Yeah.
I mean,
like finding these things to get involved in.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was very, very passionate. Like, I would wear like my pajamas to the studio because I knew I had to get up for school. But like, I would rather be there doing that all night. And my mom would be like, you ready to go? I'm like, no, mom, one more try. And you know, another thing too, like I would sing all the way through. It was old ass equipment. So I would have to sing the takes all the way through.
You was performing on tape. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah. But I feel like a lot of the stuff that I do now is because of how hungry I was and just using whatever resources were around me.
It was preparing you for
it. Yeah, it was definitely preparing me. And my mom, like, she saw my passion for it.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV True Crime Podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turned sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What is the moment as you're looking around and you're like, okay,
I've arrived.
We're not in Nashville no more.
Yeah.
I don't even think she was in Nashville.
No, no. Tennessee.
She wasn't even in Nashville.
You were in...
I was in Lebanon.
Who?
Lebanon.
Lebanon?
Lebanon. Lebanon.
Lebanon.
Yeah. Where I'm from, we probably call it Lebanon.
L-E-B-A-N-O-N. But we call it Lebanon.
L-E-B what?
L-E-B-A-N-O-N.
Sound like Lebanon, Lebanon? To me.
Sound like Lebanon. Sound like Lebanon.
My Lebanon. My big break was definitely Let It Shine. I mean, that is still what people talk about and associate me with first.
Yeah.
Even with all this other stuff going on. I remember like the audition process, and like pretty much everybody that we know was in that auditioning room, you know?
Yeah.
All of us as little kids and young girls, young Black girls. So like it would just get smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller, this pool. And I think I auditioned like 7 times. So that meant we had to come to LA multiple times, you know?
You had to fly here to audition.
Yeah, I didn't move here until I was an adult.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay.
Or like if it was important, then it'd be like, all right, let's get out there.
So was the audition on their dime, or you all had to pay for it to get... Got it.
L-O-L.
Got it.
Ill.
Yeah.
Oh, ill.
Yeah.
If you want it.
You want it. Come on, get
okay.
it.
Okay.
This is Very the time much. You need to be there.
Very much. It's giving or next.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when I got that film and it came out, it was the number one TV movie that year. And I just remember the momentum, like, right after that, like, it was like, okay, now you're going to have this TV show and you're signed, you're at a record label, da-da-da-da-da. Like, it was just going so fast. And it feels kind of like now, you know, like, all this momentum and like, building up to something. But I was 14, you know, and I didn't know, that that would ever stop. So I was like, I told y'all, you try to play me? Here we go. Told y'all I was Hannah Montana. Giddy up. Yeah. But literally, like, it was all these things that were supposed to happen, and I did put out a project. It's so crazy. Like, Victoria wrote on my first EP.
Was
Isn't that crazy? Yes.
Oh, dope.
And Tommy was on it, too. Tommy produced it on it, too. Like, all the people, like, we are all, like, doing big things now, but it was like, Taylor Parks was on it, too. Like, crazy. But it all was, like, going like this, and then it just, like, stopped. But not drastically. In my mind, it felt like that. But it was more like, okay, my management at the time did not know, like, what to do. They didn't know how to create opportunity. They knew how to keep...
Because everything was under one umbrella, too, right?
What do you mean?
As far as, like, the movies. No, not even just the business side of it. From your business side of it. I'm talking about the business that you guys were in. Because, like, you were signed to Hollywood Records, right?
Yeah.
And they're connected to...
Never said that out loud. Eek. Well, you said it.
I said it.
I did agree. Yes.
You know what? I love that.
But all of these companies were connected to each other, though. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they kind of, it's not a full package deal, but you kind of know if you have a show, you finna make music.
Yeah.
And if you're doing really well with music, they're going to try to put you on a show, you know?
And you're only going to do a deal with their company.
You can do whatever you want to do, but at the time, I mean, when you're a young kid and this looks like the next obvious step, the whole golden ticket, that's what you're going to do. You don't think like, now that I have leverage, let's see what you can do for me. Like,
For sure.
Sign it.
Yeah.
But my mom was like, something in my Shonda says no. So I did do the record deal, but I didn't do the TV show.
And I asked that because our podcast is informative. We want it to be as informative as possible. And your situation is so unique for a guest that we've had. That's why I asked that, like, you know, because it's kind of American Idol-ish. Like you said, like when you do American Idol, you're signing to a certain label that's connected to American Idol.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, I won American Idol and now I'm about to go do, you know, this whole campaign and go meet all these labels.
Right. No.
And run it up.
Right.
Ain't no running it up.
No, it's giving, like, we put you on.
Yeah.
You're going to stay right on here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, like, these were all things that I wanted to. I didn't know what shopping was and going to other labels, and I didn't know any of that. I was like, I want to do, what can I do to be Raven, Hannah Montana? Like, what can I do? This is what you do. This is what we're doing.
Right.
You know? So, at the time, like, it looked like all of these things were going to work out, but there's also a formula. And if you're a black girl who can sing, you're not going to fit into that formula. Like, you're already throwing off the balance, you know?
Yeah.
Because I don't look like those girls that I said I wanted to be like. I definitely don't sing like them. The music doesn't even fit me that I'm being told to do. So what, now what? And I didn't do the TV show. So now the main marketing strategy is not, I didn't do that.
Was there a reason you didn't do the TV show?
I think part of it, from what I don't really know because I was much younger, but part of it I feel like was how long I was going to be under, you know, that umbrella.
Oh, that contract keep getting longer and longer. Yeah.
And then also,
sign some label. Got a little record company, got a little label.
And then also too, like, I knew that I wanted to, like, have a different type of longevity. And so I do feel like my mom was smart in, like, taking what we could get from the experience, but not diving so deep in that you're really, really stuck as that character. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuck.
No, because it can happen.
Yeah.
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 And especially if you do it really, really well.
Yeah.
Like you are that really person.
You are to that everyone. Person forever. Forever. Mm-hmm. And the transition forever. Is that much mm-hmm. more difficult. Or growing yeah. up, for that matter.
Yeah.
Is that
yeah.
much more yeah. difficult.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, God was definitely protecting me. But at the time, I was like so disappointed. Because it just wasn't, I was like, this is what I was saying I was going to do the whole time.
It didn't pan out the way you saw it.
It didn't pan out the way I was
so when you
so
say
sure
slow down, mm-hmm. As you put it, in that moment, what does that feel like to you? And what are you doing to, I guess, fill the space or fill the time or void that you're filling?
Man, well, I was also trying to graduate early. So now I'm like 15.
Are you in school or homeschooled?
Homeschooled. Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. I was trying to graduate early because I was like, I need to move to LA. Now I need to move there because that's where the opportunities are. That's why I'm not like this big star. I'm here. I need to go. So I was trying to go, like finish school and get out of there. And I also was like, I guess I was really in my religious mindset because I was like, where am I sinning? Because this isn't happening the way it's supposed to happen. So what math? What didn't I do right? And so
that
I was like,
crazy.
Like my friends would call me like the nun because yeah, I'd be yeah, like,
I'm
no.
I'm going to sit this one out and let y'all have
oh, yeah. That you're not feeling this one?
No. Not that I'm not feeling it. I just don't understand that.
Ah, I see.
Because I wasn't raised that way. Mm-hmm. So there is no,
how do I say this with the
there
Lord?
There's nothing telling me because I did this, this is not happening.
Right. Right.
That's the best way that I can put it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. There's no like yeah. commandments of I didn't follow that, so this didn't happen for me.
Yeah.
I don't have that.
In that church space that we were in, you know what I mean? It was very much everything was connected to. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The good and bad things mm-hmm. were definitely centered around.
Yeah.
Well, how are you living? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well,
very work-centered.
So you miss curfew.
Yeah. It could be anything.
Anything.
You know what I'm saying? Like you said some bad words last week. That's why the Lord is, you know, that's why this opportunity didn't come through. You got to slow that down. You know what I'm saying? Like God is trying to tell you something. You ain't doing something. It was always that you're not doing something right. Therefore, that's why this is not happening.
Pimpin'.
I'm so done. I'm so done.
Boy.
Very much done. But no, at the time, like, I really, like, was diving into
I know
what,
exactly where you were.
What, okay, I was like, how do I live perfect? Because that must be why my prayers aren't answering. Wow. So I'd be the nun, like, the goodie. Like, I was not doing nothing, but I just wanted to graduate and I wanted these things to work out. And then I got dropped and then I was like, oh, now I'm rebellious because something, someone lied and I'm furious. I'm 16. I haven't done anything. All the girls are doing everything. I'm done. I'm outside.
All the girls are doing everything. Are you snitching to the Lord?
No, this was really me talking to God. I'd be like, okay, what the heck?
Everything.
Like, are you being for real? I'm like, I didn't do anything. I was sitting here and now, and it's not. Okay, so I'm done. And that's really how I was. Like, and I mean, I wasn't out here wilding because first of all, I was homeschooled. It's not like I was about to go. Like, I went to like some parties with the girls who would dance with me, like my dancers.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, sneaking out. Yeah. Like, I was so not like really with it. You know what I'm saying? But then I did graduate.
Sneaking out.
She's the greatest. This is great. We're gonna have so many sound bites.
Literally. But you wanna know something so funny? Can I tell a funny story?
Tell whatever you want.
Go crazy.
Okay, bet. So this was the first time I ever snuck out, right? And my mom and dad went to go somewhere with my sister for volleyball. So me and my brother were at the house. My brother was like, yeah, I'm sneaking out. And I was like, what? He was like, I'm sneaking out. I was
How
like,
how old were you?
I was older than him. Like, I was 16. Yeah, I was 16. And he was 15. He was like, I'm out. I was like, where? I was like, where are you going? He was like, I don't know. I'm just going to be outside. I was like, well, what if the, I mean, like, what? I was just like, wow, we're rebellious? Okay. Yeah. Okay. I was like, so me too. I was asking my, dancer, I was like, where the party at? She was like, okay, yeah, you can come meet this party. Like, it was like deep Nashville. Okay. Now, I don't really go outside like that. I was with my mom. I was very much like trying to like be booked. I was on sets. The only times I had went to Nashville was for the studio sessions, auditions, performances, and now I'm finna go to the party, right?
So how far is Nashville from Lebanon?
It's like 45. 45.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Y'all sneaking out there. 45 minutes? Yeah.
And here's the thing, too. Like, we had a long driveway.
You can't get right back.
So I was driving with no lights on. I was like, I was sweating. I was like, I was, it's forest.
Why are you driving with no lights on?
Because my neighbors are snitches. Because they was going to tell.
It gets deeper.
I was like, uh-huh. I was scared. I was driving, could not see. I had my glasses on. It's so much forestry and deers. I was like, oh my God, Bambi, please. Like, I can't today. Okay, so I sneak out, right? And my mom sends like this text. She's like, thank you guys so much for like not having any attitude. And we were like, stay home. We love y'all. And I was in the club. I was like, no, mom, no problem, girl. I was at this party, right? I was at this party. And so then this guy that I had liked at the time, who also went to my church, I was such a square.
Okay.
He went to my church, but he was like the rebellious type. I was like, ooh, he's definitely sinning. Ooh, Lord.
Church thug.
Okay, church thug.
Church thug.
He was so hot.
I was a church thug.
Okay, yeah, so he was saying he was going to come there or whatever. And I was like, okay, period. So when I walk in or whatever, I remember it was like a cloud of smoke. This is my first time like even being around the anything. Yeah. I was like, oh my God. I was like, this is the haze. This is the spirit. This is the dark spirit haze. This is that. I was like, I should leave. And then I was like, I'm gonna stay. So I went in there or whatever. So then I was like dancing with my friend and I couldn't find my phone. This was after my mom had texted me. My phone had like a bedazzled case. Like somebody was going to see my phone. It was like pink bedazzled, clears, sparkles bright. And so I'm like, okay, where's my phone? Now I'm really freaking out because I didn't snuck out. I just responded to I said, you're welcome in the group chat. I'm scared. So then I was like, I was asking my dancer. I was like, my phone. I can't find it. So literally all these girls, I felt like such sisterhood, very much Cheetah Sisters. Literally all of us came together. We did like this and they had their phones with the lights and we went like all through the dance floor and like we didn't see it. So I was like freaking out. I was like about to have a breakdown. And then the DJ was like, yo, we got a pink phone at the DJ booth. Pink phone at the DJ booth. I was like, oh, thank you, Lord. I went and got my phone. I was like, okay, I really need to leave. That was the Lord saving me. I should just leave. And then I was like, I'm gonna stay. So then I stayed. And then the guy that I liked came and
he pulled up.
He did pull up. I was like, Church up. Yes.
What was his name?
I'm not saying his freaking name.
Give him a shout out.
You know who you are, Church
Thug. You know who you are.
He know who he is.
You made the R&B Money Podcast,
Church Thug. Give him a shout out.
You know, I was nice to your little sister, but she was bad. I was just trying to hang with you, though. She was bad. But anyway, so yeah, he came to the party or whatever. And then like, I was like, oh my God, boot up, boot it out. But anyway, yeah. So then I went home and I didn't get caught or anything. But that was like my first time sneaking out. Fully 16.
Hey, man, she is great.
This is awesome.
Awesome.
This is awesome.
So yeah, that was my first time sneaking out.
You didn't get caught.
I did not get caught. I mean, I'm telling now, but girl.
Yeah, you grown.
Don't try me, mom. Anyway. But yeah, so I got dropped and stuff and like, I didn't know what was happening. You know what was also so weird? Like, I was watching a lot of interviews. I would watch, like, interviews, like, Beyonce being interviewed, like, Kobe. Like, I would watch anything, like, just to see what these people that I looked up to, what they were talking about, and, like, what they would say about the journey. And I'd be like, I always would feel like, they are not saying enough about the journey. Like, where's the bad parts? You know? Right. Like, where are the bad? Yeah. Like, how long did it take?
Yeah.
What did you do?
When did you get dropped?
Right. Like, right. All of these things.
Yeah, no, you'd be looking for that, though.
You were looking for something that related or spoke to.
To make it feel normal that it wasn't happening good for me.
Absolutely.
So that's why I try to be, like, more transparent about everything that happened, just because I was like, is this okay? Like, does this mean I'm still going to win?
Absolutely.
Or what? Absolutely. What does this mean?
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's kind of, like, what I was doing to fill the space. Yeah.
And you were still living with your parents at the time, for sure.
Yeah, I was 16. And then when I was 17, I graduated early, and I moved to L.A., and I was staying with, like, kind of like godparents type. And then I got this opportunity to be on Broadway, so then I moved to New York by myself. And then I was like, oh, I'm definitely not having roommates when I come back.
In the same year?
In the same year, mm-hmm.
You're on Broadway at 17?
You book a Broadway show.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy.
So then I was in New York and all my family came to New York for Christmas. But for the most part, I was like there by myself.
At 17?
Mm-hmm. 17 and then I turned 18. I had my 18th birthday in New York.
That's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Where were you staying in New York?
I was staying, they had put me up in this like old ass house. It was not giving.
Yeah.
But you know, respectfully, it'd be giving overworked and underpaid. I wasn't living for that.
Broadway?
Yes.
Listen,
I was
man.
Like,
because Broadway
doing...
is like a labor of love, isn't it?
Broadway.
Okay.
Broadway
I'm
is
asking
like,
you, I mean, like,
yeah, Broadway
a labor
like,
of something. I don't know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's almost like 8 to 9 shows a week, depending on what you want.
Okay. And then I was like, okay, who's doing hair and makeup? They were like, you.
You?
I was like,
oh,
who's
yeah.
doing design? You. Well, who's putting my mic on? You. I was like, okay.
And your space is this big.
Literally, I was over there doing my makeup. I was like, so it's the same script, same everything every day. And we're doing this multiple times a day. Okay.
Broadway, and how long were you on Broadway?
I did that like almost a year.
Broadway's like plays.
Yeah, you were training for real.
No, that's a deep training. You know what I'm saying?
And at the time,
it feels a way, but that's real training. That's
it
the
was.
Real shit.
It was. I was like, I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all deserve way more than this. Because this is a lot. Like, it was the hardest job I think I've ever done. Mm-hmm. Like, being on top of everything. I remember the first couple shows. Like, if I didn't know where I was supposed to be placed, like, the other girls that played my friends and stuff, they would look at me and I'm like, this is a live show. Oh, my God. Like, it was too much. I was so green. And then by the end of it, I was like, anyway, I go right there. I'd be like half asleep. Because I'd done it so much, right. I felt like a robot, you know?
That's crazy.
Yeah. And then like at the beginning, I would always be nervous because I had to kiss this guy because like we were in love and I'd be like, eek. And then by the end, I was like, all right, anyway, let's get this over. Come on, Tom.
Give me some of this.
Come on, Tom.
Literally, like it was just crazy like how different my mindset was on it at the end versus at the beginning. But I don't know. I think I would do it again, but it would have to be like
bossed up.
Definitely bossed up. And then also like
it's not gonna be bossed up.
It would have to be like a very much passion project.
Yeah, I was about to say it's like when you do Broadway, you know, it is a labor of love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And
because you're really there to sharpen your tools for the most part.
You're there to sharpen your tool. And but it's like you said,
I'm never doing Broadway.
If you can have the choice.
Never say never, Frank.
No.
If you have the choice to pick
way.
The project,
okay.
Then, I live my life a certain way.
Then that's the plus. If you can pick the project in the moment.
Yeah.
That's the plus.
Yeah.
But outside, but the work.
Yeah, no,
still
listen.
The same.
I respected that.
Woo.
All right, you know what I mean?
I was like, so how many we doing?
Okay.
Okay. How much is.
Right.
Mm. Wow. Okay.
I'd be like,
Okay.
Okay.
But it was like, it was the best experience for me because of, you know, of course, the people that I was on the road with, they were like, you know, from TV shows and from movies, and they were the real deal.
Mm-hmm.
I was this singer guy, you know what I mean, who was the only singer guy on the stage in this, you know, kind of prominent role. And they're looking at me like,
What you got?
Wow. I think it's so interesting because when I was doing it, I was like the girl from Disney. So they were like, what are you doing here?
For sure.
I was like, I really don't know, actually. Happy to be doing something. Got
Listen,
a job.
Sometimes you
got
to go to the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a fact.
No, I mean, it's all preparation.
Yeah.
For all of these things that we're involved in. And it goes back to your Soul Train Awards performance.
Mm-hmm.
You're prepared for those moments.
You are completely
It showed.
Prepared. Yeah.
Everyone is not prepared for when that light come on.
Yep.
Yeah.
And when it's time to do your job.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You understand, okay, this is my spot. These are my notes.
Mm-hmm.
This is how I'm supposed to finish.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I'm gonna handle this like a professional.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You got so many artists out here now, and I won't even say now. We've always had some bullshit at times.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's normalized now. That people aren't
ready.
And I think also because we are in this fast culture, so then sometimes people do pop off fast because of social media and trends. And then it's like, yeah, what do you do when you are just singing and doing something on your computer, you know?
Well, I think
and then
it's,
it pops off.
I think it's like if we're saying, okay, this record is jumping off. TikTok is going crazy.
Mm-hmm.
This major label comes in and say, hey, you're popping. We're going to give you a deal. Let's go. And then you just throw them to the wolves.
Yeah.
And that's the part that
artist development costs money.
But
they don't want to spend that.
But that's the part that's missing. So it's like,
yes.
It's why we have, I think, more of it you know, we've always had the bullshit for sure, but I think we have more of it because there are more avenues for people to get cracking, and people will just throw money at it as opposed to throwing some type of tutelage and education and understanding at it.
It's a fun word. Tutelage.
Tutelage.
You need it.
I got a couple.
You do.
We need it.
You
and need so it. Let's get out of New York, okay?
Back to LA.
Back to LA.
Woo!
Okay. You're back to LA.
With no roommate.
With you no said roommate. Because that's what you said. That's what we said. You said coming back.
So I was blowing that. You had a couple dollars on you to come back?
You blowing that bag?
No. That was not a bag, okay? That was not a bag. But I had all these, you know, I had savings and stuff because I've been working since I was literally 12.
Yeah. Shout out to Disney.
Shout out to savings.
Okay.
Shout out to savings.
Yeah, period. So, yes, I was back in LA auditioning. And this was pre-COVID when you would go into rooms and, like, meet casting people and stuff. It just seems so long ago when we would go into rooms, but I'd be driving like all over the place, Santa Monica, downtown, North Hollywood, auditioning, OD.
Yeah.
Like, at least I'm grateful that like I did have opportunities and auditions. Some people just want that, you know, just the fact that they even are getting a shot to take is like, oh my gosh, wow. But I think for me, like my pride was jacked because I had already expected it to go. Yeah. I already thought I was at this level, and go up from there. But it was like, it doesn't matter what you did. When you go into these rooms, they do not care.
You're brand new.
You're brand new. So I felt like I was constantly like just proving myself to people, like proving it. And at the same time with music, I'm independent now. So like, I don't really know what I want to sing, say.
You're back recording too now when you come back to LA.
Yeah, but like, very much independent, like whatever I want to spend my money on to do, you know? Because when you're independent, it's on you. And then the people that want to rock with you, you know, maybe get it on the back end or like just believe, you know? And I had plenty of all of those different things. So like I would make music and then I was also going to this music school. But that was just so I could tell my family that I was in school, you know? Because they were like, what is she doing out there? And my parents would be like, she's in school. But I was doing that too. That didn't lead to much. And like, it was so crazy because every time it would get to the point where it looked like I would need to pivot and like do something else, something would happen. Literally every time I would get something or like a song would pop off or like, I would get a sponsorship, like a promo, like a content piece to do something on social media. And my numbers were not even giving like that. So it was just so...
Some opportunities would come.
They would just come. Like something would always keep me going.
From all them years of being a nun.
I mean, if that's...
It worked out. Listen.
If that's what it was.
I like to tie things
in. If I was banking... You know what I mean? If I was banking answered prayers, then I get
put in your 10,000 hours of nunnery.
None of that.
I got 30 more nun steps to get in.
I got a question, though.
Yes.
Something totally different. You mentioned it. The school. What were your expectations of music school? Did you walk into, because you said something, you were like, it didn't really pan out. So did you have expectations when you signed up for music school, like, this is going to help me
do
get
X, Y, or Z?
No, I did not expect that. I only wanted to go to the school to network and to possibly learn. I was thinking I was going to learn how to produce. I was like, okay, I can learn that there. I was studying like music business, like entertainment law. Like I was like, I want to learn what all of this stuff means. Those were the things that I really knew I could get out of it. But what I thought was going to pop me off was a job, like an acting role. So that's where I was like, whenever I get this role, I'm out of here. I don't even care how long I was studying any of this. I'm gone because this is what is going to open the door for me.
Okay.
You know?
No, because I think sometimes people... It's a weird space with the music business and music education.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of people don't look at it as really a real resource into making it. Because so many people have done it without it.
Yeah.
So it's and I sit in a funny space because I didn't go to school for music either, mm-hmm. but I do understand the value of it.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes it's not really brought up at all when people talk about, okay, this person went to Berklee School of Music, or this person, you know, they went to the Engineering Academy and these type of things. And I personally think it should be promoted a little more,
mm-hmm.
because I do think we need more people that, you know, have some form of education,
yeah.
in music business and in music, period.
I think that as we look at a curriculum for music business, I don't think that that's been curated properly.
No.
And I think that there are so many things, so many nuances in actual music business, of us doing the music business, that's not in a music business school, that at some point we're going to have to help curate that program so that when people come out of music school, music business school, they're not starting over from the very beginning, because that's normally what happens. Now, if you have the gift, like if you go to Berklee or one of those schools and you mm-hmm. come out in here, or, you know, you're technically savvy, mm-hmm. you know how to, you know, you engineer, mm-hmm. you know, all of these cool things, like there's a good chance that you can be a dope session engineer or catch a tour and go on the road or catch a cool engineering job for an up and coming rapper or something mm-hmm. like that. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? When it's just music business, the things that I've seen from music business school is that it's a book thing for them.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, Stories from the Frontiers of Marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Mr. Worldwide himself, Pitbull.
A lot of artists in general, people that are very creative, sometimes tend to overthink. That's one of my number one rules. Don't ever overthink. You can think ahead, but don't overthink. And what I mean by that is when they start to write a record, they're like, oh, that's not the line. Oh, that's not this. Oh, it's not that. And everybody has a creative process. I'm not knocking it. For me, I just let it flow.
In these exciting times, we're looking to the math, the strategy and analytics, and the magic, the creative spark, more than ever. Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in LA. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation. I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coco, you're awesome in all things. That's what you've told us, okay? You told us without telling us. You flexed on us, okay? Since you were this high, you've been doing it at a high level.
Thank you.
We're going to get into your mind.
Okay.
Your R&B mind.
Your R&B mind.
Period.
Your top five.
Why does everything sound like a bad beer commercial?
This is the moment for the top five.
Oh, my God.
Your top five R&B singers. Top five R&B songs.
Okay, give us a little bit of that. Yeah.
My top five. Top five.
You know what?
Yeah.
Your shit already. Your top five.
Okay.
Hold on. R&B singers. Male or female?
Okay. Well, I already thought about this.
Mm.
They're all female.
Okay. Come on.
In no particular order, but five of them.
Okay.
Brandy.
Mm.
Jasmine Sullivan.
Mm. Yeah, you going heavy. Go heavy.
Her.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah. Bay Area. Yeah,
go ahead. Aaliyah.
Mm.
Yes. Beyonce.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's a tough list.
Mm-hmm.
Boy.
It's a dangerous.
Sound like they check ball.
Man, what? Who Monstars.
Who want to go against that five?
Okay.
Who want to go against that five?
No one.
Yes.
That's no tough. One.
That's tough.
I feel like they all have different elements. Like, Jasmine is like this raspy, soulful type thing. And like, Aaliyah is like this vibe. Mm-hmm. You can't help but be like, her songs are magnetic, you know?
Yeah.
And they stick in your head. Yeah, Beyonce's the execution. It's going absolutely. To be executed to perfection.
Absolutely.
You know? Her is like artistry, like all these instruments, you know?
Yeah.
Who else that didn't say?
Brandy.
Brandy.
Yeah.
The
vocal body.
You already knew.
Yeah.
I feel like as I listen to your music and your EP, like your body of work, you cover all of that ground.
Mm. Yeah.
You cover all of your inspirations.
Thank you.
In your music. Because it was like you really were morphing into different moments.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Which is tough to do, to be able to, you know, cater your voice to the different sonics and to the different tempos. And to, like I didn't lose anything from you from a tempo record to a slow record.
Mm.
Did you write?
Dope. Mm-hmm. I co-wrote all of them.
I didn't feel like you should stay here or nah, you're better here or you should, like, everything was like, okay. Because, and then that comes with the execution when you talk about Beyonce.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you didn't lay off on any of those moments, on any of those tempos. Mm-hmm. You're like, we got to nail that.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
oh, yeah, you're singing.
Let's do that again. Because if it's not the run, then it's got to be the swag. And mm-hmm. if it's not the mm-hmm. swag, then mm-hmm. it's got to be the cadence. And if it's not, like, you were on
facts,
all of that.
Yeah.
Congratulations. Your top five.
You're welcome.
You're welcome. R&B songs.
Okay. In no order.
Mm-hmm.
Say My Name, Destiny's Child.
Mm-hmm.
Love that.
Thinking About You, Frank Ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. When You Touch Me, Brandy.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, don't you do this today.
Okay.
Yeah. See some spear fingers on spear fingers over there.
Ooh. You know that one. Woo!
That's one of my favorite records of all time.
That's amazing. Okay. That's an amazing
okay.
song.
Okay, sickening. Focus by her with the harp. Yeah. Just, it does me. It for me. And then my own song, Just My Luck.
Come on.
Call you. Shout out yourself.
Why shouldn't your song be one of your top five?
I mean, I realize that the theme here is do whatever you please.
You got so damn
I'm
right.
Do what
please
I
do.
Please
do.
And will.
Please do.
And will.
You
please
damn do. Right. Oh, you went to that Brandy. Oh,
when you touch me.
Oh, my gosh. She's, yeah. Listen, mm-hmm. Brandy sang one time at this R&B, we had an R&B night that I used to host every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
And Brandy sang, came in here and sang, and I saw dudes huddled up, all my guys, huddled up together, shoulder to shoulder in a frenzy. As like,
I wasn't one of those guys. It's not me.
It's okay, like, if you was in a frenzy.
No, I wasn't.
Like, you know how you see women in this like frenzy yes, over like, an artist together having the same moment, like
niggas,
looking at each other.
Niggas love Brandy.
It was guys.
Yeah, niggas love Brandy.
Period.
Huddled together, mm-hmm. strong, solid dudes
mm-hmm.
that were broken. They were emotional. Broken. Brandy had done this.
Now her vocal is serious.
It is. It is. It's the backgrounds as well. Like, it's the detail.
Yeah.
It's
now she don't play.
Detail. She don't. And it's she like, what's crazy is you remember the song and you remember the ad-libs. Like, that's a whole nother verse is the ad-libs.
It's a whole
You be trying to sing
thing.
All the parts running out of breath.
It's a whole thing. I want to sing your ad-libs and the backgrounds.
Okay.
At the same
at
time.
At the same time.
Yeah. And along with this lead line that Rodney's playing, what is the lead line? Like, yeah. I want to do all of that.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. You're making an R&B Voltron. Okay. We're building. We need the vocal, performance style, styling, and passion for the artist, for this Voltron. Who are you getting the vocal from?
Put your phone down.
Wait,
put your phone
down. I wrote this down.
Put your phone down.
All right.
Put your phone down.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Remember, all right.
Google's not your friend.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say the vocal. I would say Jasmine. I want Jasmine's vocal on this Voltron.
Mm.
Hold on.
You the one with that?
Yes.
Jasmine, your vocal?
I'm going to say, I mean, I could say Brandy, of course.
No, but you, but I love Jasmine.
I
love it.
This is one of my Voltrons. This is one of them.
Okay. This is one you're just building here. You're going to build another one later. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay.
I already did the Brandy one is like, it's on its own.
Okay.
Leading the pack. And then this is the second in command.
All right, here we go. Performance style. On stage.
Beyonce.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would pick that as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you go to the On the Run tour? Two? Part two?
Mm-hmm.
Get on my nerves.
I have this thing where I only want to experience these things at the top tier. Like, I want to go to the concert when she's like, hey, Coco. And I'm like, hey, B, what's up? She's like, come to the concert. I'm like, okay, yeah, I'm on the way. Where's it at? Oh, Staples Center. That's a little far, but
as
okay.
As if she didn't know where the show was.
Yeah.
Where's it at?
So what you're saying is that you're not really part of the Beehive, like the rest, like the rest of us.
Yeah. I'm saying, like, I just want it to be experienced that way.
As a member of the Beehive, I was in the audience experiencing Beyonce.
I wanted to come on stage. I want to be like,
we'll talk about your membership after this.
Okay.
Styling of the artist. What you want? with the drip. Who put that shit on stage?
I would say Aaliyah put that shit on.
She did.
I mean, the trends are still very much the trends. Mm-hmm. You know?
Absolutely.
She definitely put that on.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And I also feel like she was sexy, but it wasn't giving like, woo, okay, no mystery, huh?
Right.
It's really, we're all out here with it, period. Yeah. Okay. It was more like, how does she, what is that? What's mm-hmm. under there? Like, what is this? I'm captivated by the unknown.
The mystery.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
I just feel like that's something that is not as popular anymore. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Especially like as women, you feel like, okay, this is what everybody doing. This is what I got to do.
This is what we're doing.
Yeah. Like, will they care if I don't? You know? Well, so it's like, I liked that. For me, it was like, oh, wow. She gets to like not have to do that.
You just got to decide what you want to be on. And, right. and not you,
and
but
into it,
period. Yeah. And stand on it.
Right, of course, you do. But then, you as a young girl coming up,
and all you see is
the certain things that are like,
and what's
this
crazy
is good,
is that
this
it's
is pushed
up
out.
Here where you see it. And
yes.
It's like, in order for me to get there, I got to get there.
Right. I just feel like she, for me, was like a breath of fresh air.
For
like,
sure.
Oh, I could wear that too. And,
for sure.
And feel like that's something I would wear. I would want to do that. Not feel like, okay, I have to do this to keep up.
Right.
You know?
Passion of the artist. Who you gonna get the heart from?
Dang, because Beyonce also has that passion as well. I'm gonna say Michael Jackson.
Oh, you wanna rehearse 8 to 10 hours a day. You don't wanna play with it.
Yeah.
The passion was passion.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't wanna play with it.
Yeah, no playing with it.
Yeah.
He didn't play
it's
with it.
It's called being polished.
Puff. That's, man, that's...
Yeah.
Took that's all different.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Different.
That is different.
That's a great Voltron. That's a great Voltron.
And then I also had said dancing, but you guys didn't ask me that.
Well, performance style.
Okay. That is the expression,
yeah. Look at her.
Come on here and tell us what we ain't
tell
doing.
Tell us how we
you guys did the Voltron wrong.
So much for the humility.
So much
for being humble.
You right.
What y'all should be doing this motherfucker.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I'm sad.
The nun ain't nothing.
And I'm sad.
The nun ain't nothing, right?
Don't make me regret this in fact, okay?
Oh, yeah. Woo, boy.
Okay, sorry. Excuse me.
Yeah. We got
here we got something else for you.
Oh Lord, what?
And don't go to your damn phone for it neither. You can't get this out your phone.
What?
I ain't saying no names.
I have to guess.
I ain't saying no names. Who was there? Who was doing it?
You gotta look into the clouds when you see it.
Might have been me, might have been them. I don't know who, what it was. I ain't saying no names. I ain't saying no names.
You're saying names. What is this? What's happening?
So I'm about to give you the breakdown. You gotta listen to the song first, though.
You see what
he doing, huh?
Yes.
You might catch him at the Four Seasons playing the piano in the lobby.
Come to Mastro's near you, but I ain't saying no names.
Definitely Mastro second floor. Second floor.
Oh, saying no names.
I get to it.
What is going on?
I want extra garlic butter.
No names.
I like my steak Oscar style.
That's eight.
Oscars.
What is going on?
So, we have a portion of the show, segment of the show. It's called I Ain't Saying No Names. Will you tell us a story, funny or fucked up, or funny and fucked up?
Oh, I was over here trying to guess the song. I was like, no names.
No names.
And the only rule to this game is you can't say no names. We don't do no snitching on here. You can't say nobody's name.
Mm-hmm.
Tell your story, though.
Mm-hmm.
Eek.
Eek. I know, come on, listen.
Let me think. Because me telling this story, I mean, I'm in the stories.
Okay.
So I'm like, I want to say?
Oh, okay.
On the interwebs.
Okay. On the interwebs. I like it. I like it.
Give me a lot of...
Funny.
You can't say it was me, Minnie and Mickey. You can't do that.
You can't.
Oh, my gosh. And I told a good story already and didn't say no name. Let me think. I'm also a little nervous.
Still be nervous. Still the stories big. Tell the people.
You got them. I know you got them. I know you got the stories. I know you got the stories.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm. Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, that when it hits you.
Yeah, yeah, that's the one we want.
When it hits you.
Yeah.
It hits Tabernacle. You. Oh.
Mm. Oh yeah.
Should I?
Yeah, you should do that. I like that.
Thank you, management.
I love that management. I love that. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Oh, Lord. Mm-hmm. I ain't saying no name. I have to keep that in mind and say no names. Okay. So.
Before you start. This is Coco Jones. I ain't saying no names.
Woo! Okay, I'm going to talk about a first date. That okay. I had went on.
First date.
So basically, this. Okay, it's fine, sure. So this was a recommendation from a friend. Okay. My friend was like, I think you guys would really hit it off because the impression that I get from this guy is that you guys would really match. You know what I'm saying? You guys. Seeing birds of a feather flock together type. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. My friend had never recommended me do any first dates, nothing like that. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm going to see what's talking about. So the first kind of date was like all, like kind of a group hangout type thing. Like to just get the vibe. Mm-hmm. And then like, you know how girls be like, you want to go to the bathroom? So basically it means like, you want to go talk shit in the bathroom?
Yeah.
And so it's like, yes, I do. Great. So we go in the bathroom and after I had like met him, like I thought he was like mad fine, like da 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 da, tall, you know. In LA, it really be giving like, you're either 5'8" or you're 6'5". Like it's rare for me because I'm tall. I'm always like, you're 5'10"? Okay. All right. I'm 5'10". Anyway. So I was like, he's actually tall. Like, oh my God, he's cute. He's like, tall. Funny. Da 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 da. Like, I was like, girl, I think you ate that. She was like, okay, period. So cool. So after the like group hang, he was like, yeah, let's hang out 1-on-1. I was like, yeah, for sure. So he was like, you want me to like pick you up? Da 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 da. Send the car for you. I was like, whatever. I was like, you know, like you can like pick me up. Whatever.
Oh yeah, he's gonna send the car.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay. I was
send
like,
that car.
Yes, Prince Charming. And like, yeah. You know, I had these impressions like he's like cool, like suave type, you know, like da da da, like with a little side of like corny, which I like that. Like, I don't like, yo, what up? I'm like, ooh, okay, can't read you. You're so scary. Like, I like a little fun because I'm like a little corny too, you know? Mm-hmm. So we go on this date or whatever. And when he gets there to pick me up, I get in the car and there's a balloon.
There's a what?
A balloon?
Yes. There's a balloon. A happy birthday balloon.
Okay.
And it's not my birthday. And I don't think it's his.
Okay.
Like, why would you want to hang out with me on your birthday? I just met you. This is crazy. So I'm like, what's that? And he's like, okay. So he's like, I wanted to do something a little different, you know, like, and it was like hard to get a reservation. So I told him it was your birthday. So we got to like pretend it's your birthday. Like, is that okay?
Okay.
And I was like, okay. Like I was thinking this is different. I'm never going to forget this. But then I was like, do you buy a balloon for every girl? Like it's a lot of balloons. I mean, I don't know how you get down, but like, is this what you're doing every time? I was like, is he doing this because like I'm in the industry and I like the rah-rah? Like what's happening? I was like, okay. But in my mind, I'm like, but I think he's being like nice and trying to be different. Okay, yeah. Cool. So like we drive and we go to the wrong destination first, the old restaurant, and it wasn't even there no more, so then we had to go to the other one. And so it's kind of like a longer drive, and I'm like, let's play some of our favorite songs so that we can like not have to like sit here and talk the whole time, like we got a long drive. So he plays some of his music and I did not like any of it. Like that was also his very
playlist.
Concerning
his playlist
no
was bad.
I was like, what are these songs? Like, I've never heard them and I don't like them at all. So I was like, okay. And the balloon's like bouncing around the background. I'm like, oh. I was like, ooh. I was like, okay, next. So so literally, like, he was like, I just have one more song. Like, I need to play it. Like, this is my favorite cover. And I was like, okay, favorite cover. Like, okay. So no names. It's this song, this cover, and I can't even sing the song because the song would give it away. Well, no, it's a cover. Okay, so I'm just going to say a hypothetical song and pretend to be him because I need to play this out.
Okay.
We're driving or whatever, and he's singing his heart out. And I just met him.
Yeah.
So let's pretend it's Revone. And so he's like, daylight. And it's not on tune. Like, it's not giving. It's like, daylight, I'm wake up, feel. Like, he's singing, and I'm like, all the cool points went out the window.
You said you like corn.
I said I like cool. I like cool with a side of corn.
A side of cream corn.
Yeah,
not
corn.
An entree.
So not an entree. Not the main dish.
Okay.
Like, save that on the side so I can
not
dabble
even a
in.
Not family style side.
It's not even family style. Like, yeah. Honestly, like a kid's portion of corn. A kid's portion. Like, you can fit it in the small plate that the cup one. And I was like, whoa, wait. This is not who I met the other day. Like, what's going on here? The balloon. I'm like, oh, the balloon. I'm holding the balloon. And I don't like the song. And he's singing his heart out. And then he, like, takes my hand. And he's like, Zayla. This is a mic. Zayla. So now I'm like,
no.
I'm telling you, my hand is the mic. And I'm, like, holding the balloon. And I'm like, okay, wait. I'm just like, what happened? Where did the cool points go? So then we pull up to the restaurant. I didn't even get to play my songs. You know, I didn't get to play anything. And he's still singing. And the valet's like, are you? So he's looking in the window and he's like, Zayla. And I'm like, oh, okay. And the guy's like, are you coming out? Like, I don't know. And he's like, we just got to finish this real quick. And he's like, ooh, ooh, ooh. Like, literally, I don't know what was going on. I didn't know what was going on. So I'm like, I'm getting nervous because I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what did I sign up for? Who is this man?
Yeah.
So anyway, the song finally ends. Like, and I was like trying to like get that over with. So I was like, come on, let's go. I was like, the valet's like waiting on us. Like, come on. And he's like, okay, what's it? Yeah. I was like, come on, please. So then we get out or whatever. And he's like, was that too much? And I was like, no, it's fine. But I'm like, so I'm like carrying this balloon. I'm like walking past people. I'm like, hi, how you doing? So this date was on Halloween. So just think about that.
What's going on?
This was on Halloween. So I'm carrying this balloon and people are like, Halloween birthday. Like, yeah. Oh my gosh. And they're like, get Jerry, Jerry, Jerry. Jerry comes out. He's like, I do not see a lot of Halloween birthdays, but man, oh man, aren't we special, huh? And I'm like, yes. Yes, it's so nice. And then the guy's like, yeah, I tell her all the time, like, it's her birthday, like, you know, she gotta live it up. And I'm like, like, this is so not what I thought was gonna happen. So literally, like, fast forward, we're like, the balloon is settled because it was messing with the heat lamps. And so I had to, like, I was like, sit your ass. The balloon was like settled there. And like, I'm talking to him and everything, like, I would say, it would give like, oh yeah, like, you're wifey. I was like,
oh, first like, day he gonna marry.
Yeah.
It was like,
he
your
already
cap,
sang
though.
To you.
It was like
you.
Your cap because there's no way he did sing. I was like, you don't even know me. I'd be like, oh yeah, I've tried that food before. Like, shrimp is really good. He'd be like, shrimp is good. You are so wifey. Like, yes. I'd be like, it's a protein. I mean, I don't know. I don't think that qualifies me.
Oh, he's working overtime.
I haven't asked me like any core questions about myself, but shrimp is good, I guess. Like, yeah. So like, we're talking or whatever, and the date progresses or whatever, and I know I'm like not really feeling it if I'm just ready to go. Like,
yeah, yeah.
You know, when you really like somebody, you're like, oh, you know, there's a little lounge we could go to. It's kind of cute, like whatever. Right. But at the end, I was like, yeah, I'm so, so tired. Working, you know, man. Working, so I just need to go. I'm gonna rest. Like, I need to rest. And he's like, yeah, no problem. Da 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 da. He drops me off, whatever. And then he like walks me to the door, and I was like, no, don't try it, sir.
Don't try.
Literally,
try.
I was looking at him, and I feel like I literally gave him telepathy. I was like, you are gonna get embarrassed. I would really appreciate it if you just settle the score and leave. And then I felt like he was like, understood. Thank you so much for telling me. I will head out. So anyway, he didn't try to kiss me, whatever. But I get into my like house or whatever, and then he texts me and he was like, I just cannot get over how beautiful you looked. He was like, thank you so much for spending time with me. Sleep well and text me tomorrow. And then he was like, good night, mi amor. I was like,
damn.
I was like, man. Damn. I said, good night.
That was your answer?
GN.
Night.
GN. Yeah, that was an interesting story. I don't know what that was. I really don't.
He was excited.
Why? Like, what? See, and that's sounds what I, that's what's too. Not going to work for me. Yeah. It's like, yes, for sure. Yes, this is all very much young
and exciting. Young
no, because even the verbiage, that shrimp is nice. You wifey. Like, that's a very young.
I don't do.
Like, they throw that out like that. You know what I'm saying? To.
It was just like, I felt like, I don't like to feel, I want to feel valued and like, oh, you are treating me like a prize, you know? Yeah. Yes, I want to feel that. But I don't want to feel like you're looking at me up on this pedestal like, wow, hope one day I can get up there. Because then I'm like, that means I'm looking down at you. Why am I on a date with you and I'm looking down at you? You know, I don't want to feel like that. Yeah. Anyway, that was a funny-ish story. Ew, kind of cringe.
I'm going to use that.
Yeah, he was.
But I didn't count him out, though.
He tried.
I didn't count him out, though. I will say that.
He tried hard.
You said you didn't count him out?
No, no.
You gave him another date?
Yeah, I actually did like
it. Oh, shit!
But don't be over here buying balloons for the first date. That's not hot.
It worked, though.
It did not work. It did not work.
See, I didn't know he was going here.
It did not work. I liked him, but it wasn't giving that.
So you liked him?
I don't know. I don't know.
Buy the happy birthday balloon, you little corny fellas. Okay? No. It's going to work.
No,
corn is memorable.
Corn is memorable.
Corn doesn't digest.
Is memorable.
It doesn't. Corn doesn't break down.
Please stop. It's giving science fair now. This is not
science fair.
It's giving nutrition. Anyway, I thought he was a good guy. That's why I gave him more of a chance. Because I was thinking about it and I was like, okay, he definitely went all the way Corn City with it. But the opposite of that is the too cool for school. Like, I do this. Like, I say everything that I'm saying sounds rehearsed. Like, I'm not nervous at all. You don't give me no type of butterflies, like, whatever. You know, I don't want that. Right. So I'm going to give the guy a chance.
Yeah. See what happens.
Yeah.
You know what? I like that you gave him a chance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you just never know.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know.
You just never know. I've seen some odd couples where I've been like,
okay. It don't look like it's her birthday.
Don't look.
I know. I was like, man, what? Y'all really got me carrying this balloon around.
The balloon.
You always remember it.
I will never forget it. I'll never forget it. And I still think the guy has great qualities and all of those things. It's just giving. That's not how it was going to pan out. Mm-hmm. But if a guy was corny on a first date, I'm definitely going to have another date with him. Because I'm like, you're nervous and you're trying. Yeah. The effort is there.
We'll take that.
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
Now, the level of corn, it
one of these cool niggas gonna watch this and be like, you know what? When I get my chance.
Yeah, just a little side dish. I'm gonna be corny. Just right in here.
Just enough to compliment the entree. Just enough to compliment. Don't be overbearing with the corn.
Like half a cob.
Half a cob at best.
You don't want a whole cob. Just right in here.
Right there with it. Right there with it. Just salt, a spoonful of sugar makes the medicine go down. Mm. You know, you get it.
Coco Jones, thank you. Thank you. We think you're really dope.
Thank you. Really awesome.
We appreciate the light.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We appreciate your energy.
Pure NRG.
Don't do that because they could be a whole group right now.
Great bring back. Great.
It's what I do.
I'm never going to live these points down.
No, you're still high up on the cool with us.
You got it.
Thank you.
I see so much dope shit in your future.
Thank you.
And I see it in the very simple space of you just being you.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I absolutely that. You will never have to compromise who you are, and people are going to love it. They're already gravitating to it, and it's just going to keep taking you higher and higher and higher. So from R&B Money, you have our support. you have anything you need from us. That goes without saying.
Thank you. I need a hit song with a duet. Let's get into that.
Easy.
I thought you were going to say something.
That sounds simple.
Yes, that's easy.
That doesn't sound hard.
Okay, great. Yeah. Go ahead and get that in the schedule. Yeah.
That's done. So listen, you just heard it first. There's going to be some music.
Yeah. We doing some vocals. Some R&B money. Coco Jones.
Yeah, R&B money. Yeah. Coco Jones. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I had to get on the chain. You know what I'm saying? We're going to talk about it. I am Tank.
I'm Jay Valentine.
And this has been the R&B Money Podcast featuring the Dopes.
Coco Jones.
Thank you, guys.
R&B Money.
R&B Money is a production of the Black Effect Podcast Network. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Don't forget to subscribe to and rate our show. And you can connect with us on social media at Jay Valentine and at The Real Tank. For the extended episode, subscribe to youtube.com/RMB Money.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to a Cross Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jon Stewart is back in the host chair at The Daily Show, which means he's also back in our ears on The Daily Show Ears Edition podcast. Join late night legend Jon Stewart and the best news team for today's biggest headlines, exclusive extended interviews, and more. Now this is a second term we can all get behind. Listen to The Daily Show Ears Edition on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.